I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow, speech may slow.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Doesn't matter that my late night call came at all.
HJM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, Sarah. It's Michael.
Michael Corby, actor.
Yes, yeah. Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Long time no hear. Well, obviously. But, how can I help
you? Is Margot there?
No, she's battle axe throwing. Can I take a message? Michael? Hello?
Yes, sorry. Hello? Sorry, I was miles away. I'll just to let you know Sally died this morning.
Oh, Michael, I'm so sorry.
Yes, thank you, Sarah.
Yeah,
not unexpected, of course, but still a great shock nonetheless.
Oh, yes, Michael, that's awful. You poor thing. And you've had her a long time, haven't you?
Well, yeah, 26 years.
Fuck off! Hang on. Sally's not your dog, is she?
No.
No.
Sally's my wife.
Wife. Oh, Michael, I'm so sorry. Please accept my extreme condolences.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Gosh. You've been together a long time, haven't you?
26
years.
Yes,
I did. Yeah, I knew. I did know that.
So, if you could let Margot and Fliss know for me. Well, please let everyone in the office know if you can. And,
well, just the ones that you know.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, we're a huge office. There's loads of people that work here, so it's probably just best to let those people know that know you, that your wife's dead, died.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yes, right. I see what you mean. Yes, well, of course.
Otherwise, I'll be here all day.
Yes, yes. No, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I wanted to say, Sarah, is I've been thinking things over this morning. You know, I suppose one does at times of loss, but I've been thinking about my career and why it's stalled just a little at the moment.
A lot.
Oh, yes, yes. Why my career's stalled a lot at the moment.
Stalled a lot. Yeah. Thinking about that this morning. God, this industry is just obsessed with the youth.
Well, no, it's not just that.
Oh, no. What then?
Well, and this is what I've been...
that! Right, yeah. No, well, that is... I mean, that's going to be difficult to shake off once it's out there.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're...
Well, you know, I mean, look, for me, I don't think, used in the right context, that it's a problem. But that's just me, personally. But I do think that it does tend to ruffle feathers.
Ah, right, yeah. Yes. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Well, that was 30 years ago, different times. And,
Yeah, but I mean, these things do follow you around, don't they, Michael? Even if they don't, anyone can update a Wikipedia page.
Oh, dear, yes, I hadn't thought of that. Well, look, anyway, it's not that. I've figured what I think is the reason why my career's stalled.
bad attitude, lack of ability.
Twitter.
I'm not sure. You can.
Well, it's because I don't have a social media profile. Wow. You see, I mean, you know, I've been doing a bit of research and look at Gary Wilmot. Mm. He's got 75,000 followers.
He's famous, though.
Well, exactly. With 750,000 followers, I could be famous too, couldn't I?
It's dog eat dog, though, you know. And when all's said and done, you've got to be famous to get the followers, and to get the followers, you've got to be famous, unless, you know, you buy them.
Buy them?
Yeah, you can buy followers.
Well, I'll do that. I'll do that then. Let's buy them. How much? How much would one expect to pay?
I've got a follower. Michael. I could look into it.
Yes. For you. Yes. That would be very useful, Sarah. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I was supposed to call you, actually.
Oh, great.
But I forgot.
Oh.
Yeah, here we are. It's about your second filming day on the hit TV show Patrick.
Oh, God, not that.
What?
What do you mean, what? That whole business is not something anyone forgets about very easily.
Yeah, no, I was trying to make you feel better by pretending I couldn't remember. It's really, really horrific. It's good news, because you won't have to see anyone from that job again. Excuse the pun. Because they've changed the script, which is good.
What?
You're not in front of the camera anymore. They've cut it down to a phone call, which they say that you can record at a studio.
Oh, right, I see. Hmm. Well, I was booked for another shoot day. Is it still the same money?
Oh, God, no. No, they're offering £200, and you'll need to make your own way there. Bus, I suppose.
Well, that's shit.
Oh, is it, though? I mean, I wouldn't want to be around 40 crew in a studio who all know that I've been running around carrying my own poo.
Well, I wasn't thinking about that. I meant the money.
No, I suppose it's best not to worry about that now it's done. Onwards and upwards. Can I tell them that you're happy to take the massive pay cut?
Well, I suppose you'll have to.
Brilliant. And I'll look into the Twitter followers too. We'll see about sorting that out.
Good.
And getting you on Ayak Gamu.
What's Ayak Gamu?
Ayak Gamu.
Ayak Gamu. You can say it as many times as you like. I still don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. IACGMOO. Ayak Gamu.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, right. The jungle thing in Australia. Sorry. I didn't understand.
Yeah, that's what everyone calls it. Ayak Gamu. Well, I do anyway.
Well, that would be great. Tell them. Yes, I would do that. I watch that show. It's very entertaining. I've enjoyed that a lot, so please, yes, count me in, please. Great. Tell them I don't like heights or spiders, but apart from that,
okay.
Yes, great. Oh, well, that's made my day on a rather sad day, but yes. Or snakes. Tell them I don't like those either. Not that keen. I can bear them, but or cockroaches. Yeah, centipedes and millipedes and. Any insects, just not keen on insects. I mean, I'll do it, but I'd rather not be near. Witchetty grubs, I'm not eating those.
Your sweet lips grows tight.
Depending on who else is eating.
There.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angelos and Barry podcast.
It's a funny one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Doesn't matter how I sign my name, it don't mean fame, it don't mean fame.
Doesn't HDM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Sarah, Michael Cork here. Are you in the office? Michael Cork, the actor, are you in the office?
I'm not sure what's it about.
Sarah, I'm on the run from a homeless man, and I'm near the office. Just round the corner. I need to seek refuge. Would you be able to let me in?
Why is he chasing you?
Because it doesn't... I said I'd pay him £5 to follow me.
Kept his end of the bargain.
Sarah, I'm not paying him. He's clearly not on Twitter. How would he even have a phone?
Oh, everyone's got a phone these days.
Now, just please, just stop, fellas, stop. I know a couple of martial arts, so just watch your step. Move away. I was unaware of your domestic arrangements when I proposed my offer, so the deal is now off the table. Well, yes, I know you haven't got a table. I was speaking metaphorically. That's not what I would... No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was...
Just...
Jeez.
Just give him the fiver.
I will not give him a fiver. I'm not handing out free money, Sarah. I'm not an idiot. Oh, God. And look, I'm warning you, sir. Do not come any closer or I will be forced to defend myself. Get off! Get off my foot! Get off! Get off! Get off! Ow!
Michael Cork, actor speaking. Hello?
It's okay, Michael. It's just me. It's only
Sarah. Sarah. Right. Good. Yes. That's great. Any news on I'm a Celebrity?
Michael, are you okay?
Yes.
The phone went dead? I was worried he'd hit you.
What? Oh, you mean the chap who was chasing me? No. Misunderstanding. He wanted my autograph.
Why?
Well, he recognised me.
What from? The shops or something?
No, from an episode of Doctors.
Oh, right. Oh, I thought he'd smashed you in the face or something.
No, Sarah. He'd seen an episode of Doctors in which I played a blind man who was allergic to birdseed and chronically constipated, which the doctors at Lethbridge diagnosed and sorted within a matter of days. Just the one episode, but excellent money, and as it turns out, he'd seen it.
Oh, who knew? Great. Anyway, I've spoken to Jazz Freeman, who is one of the producers on Ayak Gamu, and they said that they will try...
Oh, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah. To consider you as an outside chance for the long list. Which is, you know, great.
Oh, good.
So now we just need to raise your reach, if you like.
Well, that's positive, isn't it? Yes. Well. Jazz Freeman, is it? I'm sure I know that name. What is he, a young chap?
She? No, don't think so. Oh. She used to produce Noel's House Party, so no, she must be really old.
Well, not that old. I appeared on that a few times.
You were on Noel's House Party?
Oh, yes. Good times. They employed a lot of actors, a lot of terrific stage actors like myself. Back in the day, and we certainly had some. Well, and Mr. Blobby himself was a Shakespearean actor, of course. Barry Killaby.
Oh, wonderful, I didn't. Wonderful actor. Yeah, right. That explains loads. So that's why I couldn't understand Mr. Blobby. He was talking Shakespeare. Is that...
Well, anyway, whatever. I'm afraid I don't remember any producer called Jazz.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yes.
So I've bought you a load of followers for Twitter.
Ah, good, good. That's excellent. Well done. And I've been making a bit of headway with that as well.
Ooh,
so I'm on the twit.
Well, you don't say that.
Twitting.
No, it's tweeting.
Have you got it? Can you see it?
Yeah.
Can you, how am I doing? How many followers have I got there?
Right. Well, okay. It's not very cool, Michael.
What's not very cool?
Well, you can't offer people money.
Well, you said you were going to buy me followers, so that's all I've done.
At Cheryl Baker, will you follow me? I'll pay you £5.
Yes.
At John Terode, will you follow me? I'll pay you £5. At Gary Wilmot, will you follow me? I'll pay you £5. At Felicity Kendall, will you follow me? I'll pay you £5 and I'll let you touch... Michael, you can't say that.
No, 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 no. That's fine. It's not like that. Flicky and I go way back. She'll know what I mean. Just an in-joke between the cast of The Rivals, Bath and UK tour.
Yeah, but Michael, other people might read these and take it the wrong way. Also, I think some of these might be dead. At Michael Barrymore, will you...
Yes,
sir,
you don't need to read them all.
You're supposed to just, like, look, Twitter is like, you just say cool things and then the followers find you. You know, you don't leave a tweet on their timeline.
Look,
like,
Sarah, I'm like 65. I've no idea how this works. Anyway, you said you were going to buy followers, so I just assumed that all I had to
do
was carry...
Well, I got you some, yeah. Mostly Chinese ones, yeah.
Great, well, thank you. Good.
Don't mention it.
So, what do we do now?
We wait. So you need to engage in interesting, thoughtful chats with people, you know, share some stories, that sort of thing.
Okay, well, now I know. That should be fun. Yes, I'll do that today. It'll take my mind off things.
It will take time, Michael. So, you know, just relax. Take a walk. Enjoy yourself. You got anything fun to do today?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm going into the RADA today, giving the students an insight into what life is like after graduation.
Oh, I didn't know they'd asked you to do that.
They didn't.
Oh. I'm not sure you should turn up uninvited, Michael.
Oh, everyone just pops in now and again, you know. Goodness me. Everyone's at it. Tom Hiddleston and, mainly just me and Tom Hiddleston.
Okay. And listen, you're all right about the Patrick job, like I say.
Yes, yes, water under the bridge, Sarah. Couldn't care less about it. They'd be lucky to have me back.
Stuff
them. Yes, yes, stuff them. That's right, stuff them. Fuck 'em. And the horse they rode in on, especially Paddy Stenhart, he can go fuck himself for a start. Fuck all of them. Casting directors, directors, producers, fuck all of them. I'm quite honest, Sarah. Fuck all of them. I've had enough. 45 years in the business I've been, Sarah. I'd be get treated like a piece of shit on the bottom of their shoe. Does reputation count for anything these days, does it, Sarah? Does it?
I don't know.
Does it? No, no, it fucking doesn't.
No, it
the answer.
No.
Arseholes. Oh. A lot of them. Do you know, I pay the same now for work, TV, film, doesn't matter, regional theatre, West End theatre, I pay the same now as I was 20 years ago. Can you believe that, Sarah? 20 years ago, yes, fuck them. Fuck them all, I tell you. West End theatre, tickets up, prices up, record audiences, but actors still on a fucking pittance. That's unsustainable. You can't pay your mortgage. Well, not that any of us have got a mortgage. How can an actor afford a mortgage these
days?
Doesn't
matter how I sign my name. It don't mean fame, it don't mean fame. Doesn't matter that a girl might smile, worth a try.
Michael Cork.
Hi, Michael. It's Sarah from HJM.
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, you all right, Michael?
Yes, yes, very well.
You feeling okay today?
Yes.
Did you have a few drinks last night?
No. Well, I met up with a few old friends and we put the world to rights, as it were. So, yeah, I had a couple of whiskies, chatting for a few hours, remembering the old days, you know, shooting the breeze, as it were.
Out late, were you?
No. Back by about
I can't remember, but I was back fairly early.
Ah, right. Right, I've had some calls about you today, Michael.
Oh, good, good. That's good news. Fire away. What's in the offing?
I've had a call from Channel 4, Michael.
Oh, great.
No,
that sounds
no,
good.
It's a bit awkward. They say that Patrick Stenart is very upset and he'd like an apology.
No, 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 not this again. I told you, Sarah, it was a prank for old time's sake that admittedly went horribly,
no,
horribly
not for
wrong.
That, Michael.
But I've
they
apologised.
They defaced the billboards outside Channel 4 for Patrick's show. Michael? You defaced the billboards, didn't you?
No.
Well, the CCTV, it's on there. They've caught you doing it, Michael.
No, I don't see that they could see it. Possibly say that a grown man is not going to be...
Apparently you threw eggs at it and then drew a penis coming out of his nose and up his bottom.
Oh, Christ.
So... So we'll send your apologies for that. Oh,
thank you.
Yes, Michael, look, it's best to stay off Twitter when you've had a few.
Oh, God, what now?
No, you were a little derogatory about people in the business.
It's just harmless chat and gossip,
no, well,
Sarah.
No, not really, I've got them here in a conversation with @GaryBennettActor.
Yes, Gary Bennett, he's an actor.
Right, well... Yeah, you wrote, "Oh, do fuck off, Gary. Harry Potter is a talentless fuck anyway, and he's been shagging Diana since they were in an inspector calls at Watford Palace."
Well, he has. Everyone knows that.
Well, that may be true, Michael.
In actual fact, there was a very famous party back at the RSC one night in the 70s where Harry and Diana got together with them, and they all pissed on each other in the bath.
Oh, dear. But, Kim is a dame now, isn't she?
She certainly is. Services to acting. And her extensive charity work, of course. Mainly that. She's not a very good actor.
Gosh, well, anyway, look, you can't really say that on social... They pissed on it.
Yes, and Porter and joined in. And then walked in from the Dirty Duck with a couple of local prozzies and 4 grams of coke, and they all started fucking each other with an enormous dildo. And by then, of course, a big crowd was watching, all clapping and cheering, me included. In fact, AJ was there too, before he was knighted, of course. Yes, he took the Polaroids while and gave him a blowy, and I tickled his ass with a feather. Different times, of course. Wouldn't do it now. Well, no coke for a start. So, Sarah?
Oh, has just emailed.
He was there too.
He says, you owe him £5.
Maybe those pauses can make...
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
Maybe those pauses can make my night sign my name. Don't impress, I don't impress. Don't impress, I don't impress.
GreatBigOwl.com.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights.
I've climbed up Nelson's Column once before.
These are small.
And put it down in front of Bagpuss.
I'm Julia Rayside. Join me and my guests as we dip into our favourite TV memories.
Boys mustn't hesitate, bash my head like this.
You can't tell me what to do, you ain't my mother!
I love when a plan comes together.
Come and tell us what yours are too.
We've all been told we can't discuss nominations.
It's a bit of car air.
Shut up with a novel on the top.
I think I'm like you, Lovejoy.
Find us on Twitter @BoxDelightsPod and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Big Owl.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to.
courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.